Good afternoon, this is Sheridan Sun Radio. It's time for your Monday news updates. And Donald Trump has until 3 p.m. to explain why his travel ban should be reinstated. The executive order banned people from predominantly Muslim countries and was signed on January 27th, but was overturned by Judge James Robart, who said the president had an unreviewable authority. The U.S. travel ban put a stop to your plans? Don't worry, every cloud has a silver lining. To celebrate Canada's 150th anniversary, the Northwest Territories will be handing out 150 tips as per their Spectacular Secrets contest. To enter, you can complete an online entry form at www.nwtsecrets.com and share contest secrets on social media for more chances to win return air passes. The contest will run until April 9th, but the first batch of winners will be chosen on February 21st. Back to Trump news. Russian officials are demanding an apology today after Fox News host Bill O'Reilly made comments about the Russian leader Vladimir Putin. During an interview that was to be released during a Super Bowl pregame show, O'Reilly called Putin a killer when he started talking to Donald Trump about his relationship with the Russian leader. Trump responded by saying, "There are a lot of killers. We've got a lot of killers. What do you think? Our country is so innocent?" The New England Patriots inched their way to an unprecedented victory in Austin on Sunday, the first such win in Super Bowl history, with a 34-28 win after a 2-yard touchdown by running back James White. It's a record-breaking victory not only for the Patriots, but for quarterback Tom Brady, who's the first NFL quarterback to win 5 Super Bowls. The first ever Super Bowl overtime began with the Patriots in possession, and after tense minutes and close calls, the Patriots finished their charge down the 75 yards to clinch the win. In other sports news, Broadway singer Amber Eman, who was cast in the national tour of Hamilton, flubbed her lines when she sang, "O Canada, we sing our hearts for thee," during the opening of a Toronto Raptors Brooklyn Nets game. A Nets spokesperson has apologized for the mix-up, citing prompter failures. And New England Patriots weren't the only winners last night. Fans of the show Stranger Things were treated to a sneak preview of the show's next season. The award-winning show will be debuting its second season on Netflix this Halloween. In Canadian news, it's the sapphire anniversary of Queen Elizabeth II, who took the throne 65 years ago, back in 1952. This makes her British's longest reigning monarch, overtaking the 64-year reign of Queen Victoria, her great-great-grandmother. Freezing rain may be coming to Oakville on Tuesday morning, and it's expected to turn to rain by Tuesday afternoon. If you're traveling on Tuesday, please be careful and take extra precautions. Forecasts predict flurries to close out the week, with a bit of a break before rain on Sunday. That's all for now. This has been Sheridan Sun Radio News Updates.